Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
How did you come to Christ? How did you find Jesus? Let's take a look at how people in the original Christmas story found the Christ child. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all the people were on their way to register for the census, each to his own city. Now Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was betrothed to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. So the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." When the angels had departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen him, they made known the statement which had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed about the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as been told to them. The shepherds were common people who had an uncommon introduction to Jesus. You might even say it was sensational. The appearance of the angels was so spectacular that they were terribly frightened. As a result of this supernatural interruption of their otherwise common existence, they told everyone what had happened. So would I. I think you would too. And when 8 days were completed, so that it was time for his circumcision, he was also named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what has been stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young doves. Jesus needed no purification, but his parents were careful to keep the law. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And the Spirit led him into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, Then he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are letting your bondservant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation for the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." Jesus came for Jew and Gentile, for all people. Simeon was led by the Holy Spirit to Christ. I believe that all of us are led by the Spirit to a place to find Christ. What we do with that revelation is our choice. And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, for a sign which will be spoken against, and a sword will pierce your own soul, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She did not leave the temple grounds, serving night and day with fasts and prayers. And at that very moment she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak about him to all those who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. These two extraordinary people spent their whole lives devoted to the Lord. They recognized their Savior immediately. They continued to tell everyone that they found salvation. No doubt they testified about it for the rest of their lives. Then there were the Magi, who traveled a great distance over a long period of time to find Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I may too come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And they fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. This happened so that what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged, and he sent men and killed all the boys who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity, who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted because they were no more. It is worth noting that whenever God was about to do something extraordinary in history, there was an attack on children. In the book of Exodus, at the time Moses was born, Pharaoh, fearing the Jews were becoming too numerous, ordered the execution of newborn males. Ancient history records that Nimrod slew 70,000 children for fear a new leader would arise and be a threat to his throne. This was at the same time as Abraham's birth. By slaughtering innocent children, Herod was repeating history. The Magi told Herod about Jesus, but he and all of Jerusalem rejected the good news. And not only that, tragically, he was responsible for the loss of many lives. Some people find Jesus in a sensational conversion, like the shepherds. I have friends that were delivered from drugs and immoral lifestyles, some who became believers because of healings or miracles. It can often be a very dramatic change. You might even call it an epiphany. Some people grow up in an environment that makes it easy for them to find Jesus. I have a friend who was raised by godly parents. She learned to pray as soon as she could talk. She doesn't remember not knowing Jesus. Some people find Jesus after a long journey of seeking. I have known people who searched and studied and late in life came to find him as their Savior. Never give up on your friends and loved ones who haven't accepted Jesus yet. And sadly, some find Jesus to be a threat to their lifestyle and control of their own world. They reject him as an authority. They want to be in charge. They will stop at nothing to rid their world of him. They never find him, and they die without knowing his love. Each of us has had a unique journey that leads us to Christ. This is a wonderful revelation about the heart of God. He meets every one of us right where we are, and his timing is always perfect. Part of the evangelical rhetoric is that a person needs to accept Christ. But Ephesians says, he has accepted us in the Beloved. He accepts us. He sees us as individuals, and he accepts us. My experience is different from yours. He accepts us all right where we are. Billy Graham used to close all of his crusades with this hymn, "Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." Be thankful for whatever path has led you to find Jesus. And if you haven't found him as your Savior yet, open up your heart and let him in. Eternal life is the greatest gift of all, and the Christmas season is a wonderful time to get to know Jesus. The angels were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, Gloria in excelsis Deo." The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and blessed God. At the very moment Anna came in, she began giving thanks to God. When the Magi saw the star, they rejoiced, and when they saw the child, they fell down and worshiped him. However you found Jesus, Christmas is a time to give him glory, rejoice, and worship. It is a time for celebration. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.